Listening test. There are two parts in this section. Each part, you will listen twice. Part 1. Listen to a talk about a Vietnamese dish. Decide if the statements are true, T, or false, F. Circle T or F, you will listen twice. Now you listen.
If you go to the central Vietnamese city of Hue, you must try Bun Bo Hue. Basically, it is also a kind of soup with noodles, like pho, but it has distinctive taste and ingredients. Fish sauce and shrimp sauce are added to the broth to bring its flavor. There are pork leg, pork meatballs, slides of beef, and lots of fresh herbs. It's also served with some pig blood cubes. It's quite spicy, especially if you have it in the local taste. There are many variations of Bun Bo Hue, but it's better to taste it in Hue.
Now listen to part 1 again.
If you go to the central Vietnamese city of Hue, you must try Bun Bo Hue. Basically, it is also a kind of soup with noodles, like pho, but it has distinctive taste and ingredients. Fish sauce and shrimp sauce are added to the broth to bring its flavor. There are pork leg, pork meatballs, slides of beef, and lots of fresh herbs. It's also served with some pig blood cubes. It's quite spicy, especially if you have it in the local taste. There are many variations of Bun Bo Hue, but it's better to taste it in Hue.
This is the end of part 1. Part 2. Listen to May, a student talking about the volunteer work she did at lower secondary school. Fill each of the gaps with one suitable word. You will listen twice. Now you listen.
Our club had many action programs to help other children. I remember when we were at grade 6, we cleaned the streets around the school every month and did the gardening in the school. Each semester, we contributed the old textbooks or clothes to our school. Our teachers packed them up and sent them to rural villages in the north. Children there do not have enough textbooks and clothes. By the end of grade 7, we went to SOS Children Village. We took new notebooks, pens and pencils to donate to friends here. They were very moved about that. Then when I was at grade 8, the school had a new movement. We tried to help teach English to children in two villages in Ninh Binh for a month.
Now you listen to part 2 again.
Our club had many action programs to help other children. I remember when we were at grade 6, we cleaned the streets around the school every month and did the gardening in the school. Each semester, we contributed the old textbooks or clothes to our school. Our teachers packed them up and sent them to rural villages in the north. Children there do not have enough textbooks and clothes. By the end of grade 7, we went to SOS Children Village. We took new notebooks, pens and pencils to donate to friends here. They were very moved about that. Then when I was at grade 8, the school had a new movement. We tried to help teach English to children in two villages in Ninh Binh for a month.
This is the end of listening test. Now you have time to complete your tasks.